Are you on a roll? Spiritually speaking, are you on a roll? If someone were to say about you this morning, "I'll tell you that person is on a roll," what would he mean by that? He might mean that his name is listed on the membership directory of a local congregation. He is on a roll. Or he might mean, as I've heard it used many times, that a person is active and maybe successful in what he's doing. He's on a roll. A basketball player begins in the first of the game, makes a shot, a few minutes later makes another, and maybe by the third or fourth shot, someone says, "Boy, he's on a roll tonight," meaning that he's doing something and he's being successful. I remember an occasion not too long ago when someone was telling some funny stories, and after the third story that was fairly successful in getting people to laugh, somebody said, "He's on a roll." And I've even heard it applied to preachers. The preacher was doing a good job, maybe he'd preached several sermons in a meeting or in local work, and somebody says, "He's on a roll. He is successfully being involved in what he's doing." This morning I want to ask you to consider for a few minutes, if someone said about you, "He's on a roll," what would he mean? It appears that in the work of the church there are some who are on a roll in that they have their names listed in the church directory, and that's about all you ever hear about them. They're not involved, may not even be present for the services, but their name's on a roll. Whereas there are others that can be counted on for anything that's needed, who do not even have to be asked, but who are always looking for an opportunity to do Christian acts or to be of service to a neighbor or a friend or maybe even sometimes a stranger. And that person is on a roll for the Lord. He is rolling along in his Christian living. Which is it? For you and me today. I think it is especially appropriate for us to think about this morning, as we prepare for the beginning of our gospel meeting tonight. If I can successfully get across the point that I want to this morning, it will have a positive effect upon what we will accomplish today and during the next 3 days. And not only that, I think it can have a positive effect upon the lives of all of us as we live for Jesus Christ and live the Christian life. What I'm saying is, there is a difference in just having your name on a roll and really being on a roll in service to God and your fellow man. I think this idea is expressed to some extent in what was read a few minutes ago by Dale. The latter part of verse 16 in Ephesians 4 describes the two kinds of growth that we seek in the church: quantity and quality. The increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love, that's quantity and quality in growth, and that's what we desire. But in the first part of that verse, he says the reason that we can have those results is that every joint is supplying, not just being a joint, but supplying. The image there is the body. And he's emphasizing in the verses before, which were not read today, that there are different members in the body and there are different responsibilities in the body. And even if you had a human body with all the different bones and all the muscles and all the organs put together and all of them exist, if they're just there and they're not doing anything, the body is limp. And in the church, if you have all the different areas of work, in the sense that somebody is this and somebody is that and somebody is something else, but they're just there on the roll, on the directory or in the directory, and doing nothing, the body is limp and is not accomplishing very much. I believe there is a story familiar to all of us found in Numbers 13 that shows the two distinct ideas before us. If you read that, you will be reading about the time that the 12 men were appointed as spies to go over into the land of Canaan and come back and give a report. When they came back, all 12 of them agreed on two basic things. They agreed on the opportunities in the new land, and they agreed on the challenges in the new land. In fact, they brought back a bunch of grapes so big that they had to carry it with a pole through it and on the shoulders of two men. And they also brought back a report that the men over there were bigger than anything they'd seen. They were giants. They agreed on the blessings and the challenges. But then there was disagreement on what they should do relative to those blessings and those challenges. 10 of them concentrated on the challenges and said, "We can't take it. We've got too many giants there." 2 of them concentrated on the blessings, particularly remembering that God was with them, and said, "Yes, there are challenges there, but the blessings far outweigh the challenges. It is a land of milk and honey, and we can take it." 12 men, all of them on the roll, if you please, in that they were a part of the 12 that were selected for this particular endeavor. And yet there were 10 of them who were just more or less a part of the group and afraid to do anything else. They were a part of the group, but they were not ready to roll on over into Jordan, or roll over the Jordan into the land of Canaan and do something about it. Joshua and Caleb were on a roll. They were among the spies. They'd been on the trip, and now they were convinced that they could do what they needed to do. Here's the idea that's before us. There are some that are like the 10 who are afraid, and there are some who are like the 2 who are not afraid, with God's help, to be on a roll in His work. Now, I want to present to you 4 concepts this morning and show a little bit of difference between those that just have their name on the roll and those who are really rolling along in service to God. First, consider the attitude. It is true that attitude determines altitude. It is true that the way we look at situations will determine more what the situation is, as far as the results are concerned, than anything else probably that contributes to it. The attitude of people. I saw something interesting the other day. A question was asked, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? And when I read that, I thought of a statement that I heard, I believe, Brother Alan Bryan, the first time some 20 years ago, saying that sitting in a chicken house doesn't make you a chicken any more than sitting in the church house makes you a Christian. It's the attitude that prompts the action that is really involved. With these 12 spies, 10 of them could not enjoy the milk and honey for seeing the giants. 2 of them could look around over or some way the giants in order to see the milk and honey and believe that they could obtain it. I've heard people recently saying, "I don't like roses because they have thorns." And there are people who do not enjoy the beauty of one of the most beautiful flowers in the world because they're afraid of the thorns. That's like the person who's just got his name on the roll. He doesn't want to really get involved. But there are those who enjoy the beauty of the roses because they're not afraid of the thorns. And they believe with the right approach that they can pick the rose and enjoy it, even though there are thorns there, that they can overcome the problem. Those who just have their name on the roll many times are those who are the complainers that we talked about last Sunday. But those who are really rolling along in the Lord's service are the ones who are the encouragers. It's instead of finding fault with everything, they find good things about people. And they're always ready to pat somebody on the back or give an encouraging word and encourage them to go on living for the Lord. Whereas those who are just on the church roll and not active may be the ones that complain. Those who just have their name on the roll many times are those who are saying when something's presented it won't work. I worked in a congregation one time where there was one of our elders that had that attitude. And I've always tried to respect elders, but I had a hard time respecting that part of him. I don't care what was brought up in a business meeting, he would always say, it won't work. I believe the approach is, let's try it. If it's something that possibly will help us to do more in the Lord's kingdom, let's try it. And then those that just have their name on the roll on the church directory and never do anything are usually the ones that use the two little words, have to. Whereas the real, true, active Christians usually use the words, want to. And there's a vast difference. Perhaps there are those who would ask the question today, do you think I have to attend all the services of our gospel meeting? Let me ask you something. Let me suggest something. Don't ask me that question today. Don't ask yourself that question. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to? That's where the bottom line of it is. I would almost guarantee that there will be some people in the audience this morning who would have extreme difficulty being at every service of our gospel meeting, because I know there are things beyond our control. There might be somebody here who will be in the hospital before the meeting is over. There are certain occupations, like especially our nurses and our firemen and some like that, who have conflicts sometimes, and I believe God understands these conflicts when it's something that's reasonable. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about those of us who could reasonably be at the services in our gospel meeting. Do we want to be? That's the question. You just tell me that you want to, and I'll quit being concerned about it at all. It'll take care of itself if you want to. There's a difference in just having your name on the roll and rolling along in the Lord's service. And lest I be misunderstood, let me go off on a tangent just a minute. The role that we're talking about as a church directory may not be that same role we were singing about a few minutes ago when the roll is called up yonder. A role in a local congregation of a membership role is meant to be, if we have the right attitude, a working role of knowing who's there and who considers themselves a part of the congregation under the leadership of elders. It is not necessarily the same role that God keeps, because we don't know what God knows sometimes. He's the one who does the real adding to the role and the real taking away, Acts 2 and Revelation 3. But having said that, I would emphasize that a church role, a church directory, is important when it is used in the right way, but it ought never to become the idea that that's the proof that we're all right in the sight of God. If we don't have the right attitude, we've got problems. The second concept that I would throw out at you this morning that suggests the difference in just having your name on the roll and really rolling along as a Christian is one's countenance. And if you look up the word countenance in the dictionary, you'll find a definition given something like this, that it is the facial expression which is suggestive of the inside of the person. Proverbs 15:13 says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Sometimes we can cover up our feelings, but some of us are not too good at that. I never have been very good at covering up my feelings. If I'm sad, I usually show it. If I'm glad, I usually show it. Now, those who are just going along for the ride with their name on the roll many times are those who are so sad that they look like they were baptized in vinegar. And they couldn't smile even at a beautiful baby. They're just pessimistic all the time. They're expecting the worst in every event. And they leave the impression to the community that the religion I have is that kind that makes you miserable. That's what the countenance suggests. We need to work on that. If you invite somebody to come to the meeting this week, what kind of facial expression will they see? Might they think, well, there must be something about this because that person seems happy, or might they think, boy, I don't want to be a part of anything that makes you as miserable as that one looks. Are you on a roll for the Lord with your countenance? Now, there are times to be serious. There are even times to shed tears. But the Beatitudes of Matthew 5, in most versions, start with the word blessed. They could start with the word happy. Psalms 1, blessed is the man. You remember the description? I think it would do no damage to the translation if that were translated happy. What kind of countenance do we have? What kind of expression do we give? And what kind of impression do we leave in the minds of those who observe us? The third area where there may be a difference is in the area of language. You remember it is said in Mark 14:70 that they knew that Peter was from Galilee because of his language. He said, surely you are. Your language suggests that. Usually you and I can tell whether or not we're from the south or the north by our language. I was born in Detroit. You can imagine by my language, can't you? Matthew 12:37 says you'll give an account for every word, especially every idle word. But you can listen to people and tell something about them. You can listen to those that are part of the congregation and tell something about them. Those who are not involved, just are on the roll in the sense of their name on the roll, are usually the ones that are negative about everything. You don't know no one, don't need nobody to do nothing, do you? Well, they can get all the negatives in. The ones who are really working for the Lord are the ones who are positive. Now, don't misunderstand me. I am not saying that we ought to quit preaching the noughts and the don'ts of the Bible. That's a part of the Bible. And I'm always a little bit amazed at the statement when somebody says we don't need no negative preaching. There are some things that are negative that need to be preached, but maybe we can take a positive attitude toward the negative and try to approach it with the right attitude with our words. So many times those who are the complainers and the murmurers, the ones who are not actively involved, are the ones who talk about people. And real Christians talk to people. Have you heard what I heard? Usually we're like the person who said, I'd better hush, I've already told you more than I heard. Talking behind the back about people. Those who are really true Christians are the ones who will go to people and talk to their face. And even if there's a problem, they don't talk to them in the sense, well, you've got a problem and I'm glad I can rub it in. But rather, I believe there's a problem and I want to help. Maybe you can help me. Let me help you. Oh, there's a difference in just claiming to be a church member and being a real Christian. And then the bottom line of it is in the area of involvement and action. We started with attitude and we're coming to action. What's a person doing? Got his name on the roll and doing nothing? A few times I've learned that we had some who claimed to be members of the congregation. When I read their obituary in the paper, I didn't know it before then. Had one person tell me one time that met him for... I hadn't known him for some time in town. One morning he said, I don't know whether you know it or not, but my membership is up there where you preach. I've been having trouble keeping people from sitting on it. Because he'd never been there, he'd never done anything in the work. Oh, I'm a member there, I'm on the roll. In that case, what he didn't know, he wasn't even on the roll. Involvement. Action. He that doeth, and not just hears, not just says. James 1. Verse 22, action, doing something. Those who just have their name on the roll are those who always need a push. And they need to be jump-started. Any of you had any trouble lately with your battery and you have to go get somebody with cables and hook them up? We got a few members sometimes you got to go out and hook them up about every month and jump start them. The real Christian is the self-starter. He'll be looking for things to do. You won't have to be pushing him or pulling all the time. One farmer was asked how much milk his cow would give, and he said, if you can hem her in a corner and keep her from kicking, you can take 6 quarts. She don't give any. I think that says the difference between what I'm trying to say, between just being on a roll and being on the roll for the Lord. The one who just wants to be a church member on the roll is one who wants to be served. What is there in that congregation that'll help me? What'll serve me? And there's nothing wrong with gaining. But the real attitude is, what can I do? What can I do as a part of the work? Where can I be involved? Church member is one who maybe makes a token contribution of money and time and effort because he's afraid somebody will talk about it if he doesn't. The real church member that's on the roll for the Lord is the one who's glad to sacrifice and wishes he could do more. The one who just has his name on the roll and nothing else is the one who may come one time on Sunday morning and hope the service doesn't last very long and wish he were somebody somewhere else. And the real Christian is the one who enjoys going to the house of the Lord as David did in Psalm 122. And when there is a time that he's sick or something keeps him from being at the services, he misses it and he wishes he were there and maybe is even praying for those that are there while he's away. There's a difference in just having your name on the roll and being on a roll for the Lord. Attitude, countenance, language, involvement. One of my favorite little stories that you've heard me tell before, I think really seals the point that we're making this morning. Two fellows were riding a bicycle built for two. And they were going up a hill, and finally they got to the top of the hill, and the one in front wiped his brow, and he said, "My, if I hadn't pedaled so hard, we wouldn't have made it." And the one behind said, "Yes, and if I hadn't kept on the brakes, we'd slid back." I think that's really where the situation is today, folks. We have the talent. We have the talent to do anything we want to do. When you look at those names that are on the church roll, even in the congregation here, we have the wherewithal to do anything we want to do. The question is, are we on a roll for the Lord? Are we ready to really have a positive attitude, a pleasant countenance, appropriate words, and active involvement in the Lord's service? One of these days, the roll's going to be called up yonder. God's going to bring that record book that I believe is mentioned there in Revelation 20. The books were opened and another book was opened, which is the book of life. I think that's God's role. More than just names, I think it's his record. God's going to have it. And as we sang a moment ago, is my name written there? That's what's important. Is it on God's role? And if it's going to be on God's role, you and I are going to be in Christ and we're going to be living in Christ. Those are the ones that are on God's role. And that's what matters. Some of you are not on God's role today. You need to be baptized into Christ. And be on that roll. Be added to the Lord's church where God keeps the record. And maybe some of us have not been on the roll we should have been in active service. Maybe we need prayers of the church and forgiveness. If either is your need, remember it's so important when that roll is called up yonder that we've been on a roll here on earth in the Lord's kingdom. Think about that as we sing the invitation. If you need to come to Christ, come as together we sing.
While we pray and while we sing, while you see your soul's deep need, while your Father calls you home, will you not, my brother, come? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? You have wandered far away. Do not risk another day. Do not turn from God your face, but today accept His grace. Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Come to Christ, confession make. Come to Christ and pardon take. Trust in Him from day to day.